It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
In New South Wales, as there is in Victoria, a lot of businesses locked down. Certain type of business, though, in New South Wales, in Parramatta to be precise, was found to be operating when it shouldn't be. It was a brothel.
Okay.
In breach of lockdown. Goodness me.
Well, how do you keep safe in that industry when, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I understand.
There was, last year there were some recommendations.
Oh, wasn't that just, my God. My God.
Oh, yeah. Very descriptive recommendations on how to operate.
Yes.
A couple of them I was like, oh.
Never thought of that.
Interesting.
Might bring that one up. For Rogue Thursday date night.
The other night, police responded to a Crime Stoppers call about a possible breach to find the brothel's 57-year-old female owner, three female employees, and two male clients inside. So they're all in there doing what they do. None of them were wearing masks. On their faces.
I hope so, yeah.
So they've come through, the police have come through the front door and everyone's like, oh, and they've said, why don't you have your masks on? What are you doing? And they're like, well, this is more of a gathering. This isn't a business. This is, the business isn't, right. And so the owner lived there. So she got the fine for running her business, but she got out of actually kind of being in the wrong place. So
right.
But the two guys that were there to partake.
Yeah.
The excuses that they gave.
Oh, yes.
One of them said he was visiting his girlfriend.
Okay.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly legit.
Mm-hmm. The bubble.
I get it. Yeah. Singles bubble. Hey, I'm just here to see my girlfriend. Don't find me. The other guy said he was there to quote on a paint job. Yeah, I'm a painter. It's 1 a.m. That's when I do most of my.
Yeah. It's my side hustle. Yeah. Paint work. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so did they get away with that?
No, they've all been fined. Okay. $12,500 in total worth of fines being handed out. And I'm just interested to know that they were operating with the painters in. I generally shuts down during lockdown anyway.
No.
It's a different kind of lockdown.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
It has been confirmed, Tommy, you're right. The grand final this year is going to be in Perth, scheduled September 25th at that magnificent Perth Stadium. It is a beautiful stadium. 60,000 fans.
As we always say, WA, specifically Perth, are trapped in the 90s. So I'm really looking forward to Glenn Jakovich going head-to-head with Barry Stone.
Angry Anderson going around in the Batmobile.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
Father's Day, what's that like in the Ling household, mate?
Hopefully I get a little bit of brekkie in bed or something like that. Nice, happens.
Yeah. Are you a toast guy?
But, I mean, bacon and egg, surely, on Father's Day.
Sunny side up.
Sunny side up. Yes. Sorry. I had to think about that for a
Can
second.
Can you guess what type of eggs I have?
You like them fertilised.
That's right. Two kids and counting.
Tom and Loggy. K-Rock.